Hello, I summited the mountain of hopes and dreams, but stuff still happens. So what's up? It is more than just the boar's head. After a nationwide listeria outbreak that sparked from a boar's head facility in Virginia, they're being investigated for why that happened. For those unfamiliar, Boar's Head is a meat processing company. They package like deli meats and ham and whatnot. Recently, they recalled 7 million pounds of their meat. Because of the listeria. Not actually funny. So anyway, the USDA was like, hey, y'all, why did that happen? We're gonna investigate your facility. Holy damn. USDA guy walked in, he's like, is that blood? Why is this wall covered in meat? This is not a joke. There were walls covered in meat, like meat residue, with like flies and gnats and swarming infestations, and just blood. Whose blood? Animal blood? I don't know, just blood. Pools of blood, just kind of on the ground. Also mold, leaks, basically just egregiously unsanitary. You know, the kind of conditions that lead to a meat packaging facility causing a listeria outbreak. At time of writing, 9 people have died already from this outbreak, and hopefully that number doesn't go up too much. The Virginia facility has been shut down, and the head of Boar's Head said that they're not gonna reopen it until it meets the USDA standards, which is confusing because it was previously operating, not meeting the standards. But what do I know? Maybe every manager at the facility and, you know, just every executive on the chain all the way up this massive corporation had no idea this was happening. None the wiser. They were just taking a nap, a big collective nap, and they're like, Oh, there's bad conditions in our facility? Dave, did you know? Fucking Dave. It's Dave's fault. Hey, USDA, fuck Dave. The feds are pulling a salty run back. After the United States Supreme Court decided that the US president has, quote, absolute immunity with official business, Jack Smith, the special counsel who's been going after Trump for trying to overturn the 2020 election, has filed a new indictment that is saying, come at me, bro. This indictment narrows the scope quite a bit and gets rid of some of the parts that the Supreme Court were like, nah, that's official business. The president can't be prosecuted for that. Official business, like trying to use the Justice Department to overthrow an election. I'm not making that. That's the part that was removed from the indictment. They removed the part where he tried to enlist the Justice Department to do his bidding to overturn an election. That little thing, you know. Instead, they've narrowed the scope down to focus more on the scheme with him and his allies in various states, where they were going to send fake electors to claim that he won those states. If you live in a normal country with normal elections, here's a quick rundown of what the fuck that means. In America, we have the Electoral College, which is this system where it basically encodes inequality in votes. Each state has a number of points associated with them, and if you win the popular vote in a given state, you get all of that state's points with a few exceptions. Logistically, this looks like the state sending specific delegates to Congress who say, you got our points. And Trump was trying to come up with his own delegates to be like, nah, it's our points, not their points. Now, ostensibly, the Electoral College is supposed to help elections remain fair for each individual state in the union, but in reality, it just means that someone from, like, Idaho has 3 times the votes of somebody from California. Because we gotta make sure that we don't have tyranny of the majority when that majority is 80% and the minority is the one that's been in control of the country, like, this whole time. Cough, cough, Kentucky's senator is basically the one responsible for virtually every negative thing in our country since I was born. I don't live in Kentucky. Weird. Anyway, is this new indictment going to do anything at all? Probably not. Trump has already been found guilty of 34 felonies, and that didn't really do anything. Like, yeah, he's gonna get sentenced, but he's not going to jail, y'all. And he's already voted. Like, yay, privilege. All that his felony convictions, like, really did was just make his base angrier. I don't think this is gonna do anything. Is it an injustice? Yes. Is it a thing that we should probably just move on from and let the man die? Also, yes. Like, to be clear, I avoid talking about Trump. I avoid covering the things that he's doing because it's been a decade of this. The man is closer to death than he is reality, and it's just not worth it most of the time to keep you up to date on what he's up to. But in this case, it is the Fed going after him again, despite the absurd partisan Supreme Court ruling stating that the US president has absolute immunity, therefore is above the law. Wild. What?
All right.
Let's talk about Dungeons and Dragons. Disclaimer. I am building a tabletop role-playing game, and so me dunking on Dungeons & Dragons is kind of self-serving. Wizards of the Coast, who makes Dungeons & Dragons, is a subsidiary of Hasbro. Hasbro is a large company, and they want money, and they haven't been doing a good job of being sneaky about it. Here's the thing about people who play D&D. They are inquisitive, and they do a lot of mental math. And so when Wizards was like, hey, we've got a new rule book, and it costs money, and you're also more rule books, and those are gonna cost money too. They weren't happy. Fuck, I fell. That wasn't a bit. All right, backing up. Recently, Wizards of the Coast announced a new player's handbook, like the core game rule book, that is updated, but not a new game. It's like a revision of the decade-old system, but it just updates the existing stuff and replaces it. Which means if you have the original handbook, like, you can use it, and they said you can use it, but their focus is on the new stuff. Basically saying, hey, you know that thing that you've already invested in for all the materials and whatnot? Well, those materials are outdated now. You want a new book? Do ya? Where's your wallet? They then went on to be like, also, we're gonna pull an MCU and release like a whole bunch of other books, each one individually, each one's gonna cost ya. So if you wanna stay up to date on playing the game that you've already invested like a decade into, you best pay up, bud. And they're not doing a whole lot to win back good graces. For example, on their own companion app, they're making it so that the older versions of stuff gone. Like, you can access them and read about them, but you can't use them in your character sheet. So it's very much like you're a second-class citizen now. Buy our book again. It's the equivalent of a game releasing a DLC, but actually releasing, like, 8 DLCs. And you gotta buy each one if you wanna actually stay competitive in the game. And they're like, no, everybody can play. You don't have to get the DLC. But we know what that. So people aren't super happy. There's a lot of goodwill that players give towards D&D. It's this massive media empire at this point. And it seems like at every turn, Wizards is just trying to squeeze as much money as they can. That's because they are. Because they're a company. That's what they do. If you like D&D, keep playing D&D. That's fine. I would just recommend that you also look into other systems. There's a whole lot of systems that focus on more granular niches. And there's also a lot of free ones out there. Maybe take a look at the like TTRPG section on itch.io. You're welcome. Hey you, who can hear or see me, I have a surprise for you. Maybe. If you didn't know about it, it's a surprise. If you're not aware, I have a section on my website that is dedicated to a collection of guides that I've written to help people get started with content creation. It's called Creator Resources, and you can find it if you head to my website, endeavorance.camp, and you scroll down to the bottom, there's a button, a big old button, says Creator Resources. There's information on my equipment, my process, how I go about doing things, and it's all free. It's right there. I try to write them to be clear and concise and respectful of your intelligence and time. The only thing is that the links are affiliate links where possible, so if you see something that you like and you do end up purchasing it, buying it through one of those links would help me out. Thank you! Lightning round. Australia is the latest country to enact a right to disconnect law. So workers in Australia now have legal protections against bosses retaliating against them for not checking their email at night outside of working hours. Officials in Texas are concerned about economic downturn because there's been an uptick in sausage purchases. Apparently, since sausage is cheaper, increase in sausage desire is associated with economic downturn. Increase in sausage desire. Ha! Surprising absolutely nobody, there was an outbreak of COVID-19 at the DNC. After being arrested in France, the CEO of messaging app Telegram is being charged with being involved in distribution of child pornography and money laundering scheme. Turns out you can kind of just like peel a Cybertruck window open. A dude posted a video online of a burglar going up to his car, trying to break the window, and it just like shatters, but not like breaking. And then they just pulled the window back. Like, it just unfolded. If it doesn't have the actual integrity of the glass, it's just a door. A deadly mosquito-borne illness has cropped up for the first time in a decade in New Hampshire. Eastern equine encephalitis, EEE. It's fairly deadly. It's mosquito-borne. They're now spraying for mosquitoes and whatnot. Put on bug spray. It's very, very rare. I wouldn't freak out. Put on bug spray. Israel has killed at least 10 innocent Palestinians as they have started new operations in the West Bank. The West Bank, which is not Gaza, also has hospitals that Israel is threatening to storm. All in the name of rooting out terrorism. at the hospital where the Red Cross is. Brazil has blocked Twitter after a judge has been beefing with Musk, who is not complying with local laws. Musk is responding exactly as you would expect, throwing a shit fit and being real upset that a country is not just immediately capitulating to all of his demands. You know, like how the free market works. And finally for today, there was a rescued bald eagle in Missouri that people were concerned about because it wasn't able to fly. They thought it might be injured or sick. Turns out, it ate a whole raccoon. Chomp, just kind of slurp, and it couldn't fly because it was full of raccoon. Too heavy. Talk about itis. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and your own rescued bald eagle filled with a raccoon. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care and be well.